This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
After an unpredictable first month of college, many freshmen are developing their own routines in the COVID-19 pandemic. But it's obvious this semester is still lacking in many ways. As part of WBEZ's Project 2020 Lessons, reporter Kate McGee checks in on how four freshmen from the Chicago area are managing college so far.
6 weeks into the fall semester, the students I'm following have settled into daily patterns. Wake up and head to their computers for Zoom classes, recorded video lectures, and written conversations via online discussion boards. They're finishing up their first round of midterms, and some have joined a few clubs that meet over Zoom, including Karen Rodriguez.
I joined the biology club. I really love biology, so I'm kind of like, I literally geek out in this like club. I'm just like, yes, evolution, like Darwin.
Rodriguez is attending the University of Southern California, but she stayed home in Chicago's Archer Heights neighborhood this fall. She wanted to help out family and save money on housing. But as she spends every day in front of her computer, she continues to ask herself,
am I getting my money worth?
As the first semester continues, some students who aren't getting that on-campus experience are questioning what they're paying for, even if scholarships and financial aid have helped reduce the cost. Take Julia Korzeniowski.
Me and a lot of friends, like, we have definitely shared the same views. It's just kind of like you're paying for what seems like glorified YouTube videos.
She's a freshman at the University of Illinois at Chicago who is taking classes from her family home in suburban Hoffman Estates. She feels she's missing out on an important college experience, making connections and building relationships.
There's only really two classes where I regularly meet with, whether it be my professor or a TA. And pretty much everything else, either I have very little communication or I literally have not talked to them at all.
Rodriguez says she's contemplated transferring to a school locally, like the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, where she has friends who are living on campus. She finds herself reaching out to her high school counselor for advice or help rather than staff at USC.
That connection, that communication is not there.
U of I is one of the few schools nationally that regularly tests students for COVID-19, and they anticipated students like Rodriguez would yearn to be on a campus and want to transfer. This spring, they're allowing all schools to accept transfers, which they don't normally do. Still, that doesn't mean Rodriguez would get a normal college experience. Most classes at U of I are still online. Elizabeth LeBeau is a freshman there, and she only has one in-person class this semester. She says she often zones out watching recorded lectures, and it's easy to procrastinate on social media apps like TikTok.
I feel like I would be a lot more motivated if I like went up and like walked to class every single day.
But Ismael Beltran, a freshman at Colorado College from Chicago's Gage Park neighborhood, thinks this fall is worth every penny. He's loving the freedom of being on campus, meeting new friends, and living in his dorm room.
Even though we do have like our COVID procedures and like social distancing measures, that doesn't mean we don't have fun. Like me and my friends, we sometimes go to 7-Eleven to get slushies at night, or like we have a movie night. It's not the complete experience, but some.
Still, there are drawbacks. Colorado College students attend classes one at a time in a block schedule. Beltran says he's only spoken to two of his 14 classmates since school started, including one student a few weeks ago.
I saw his cat crossing the Zoom, like his camera. So I just had to text him and say, like, oh, your cat's cute. And then I started having conversations with him.
Regardless, these students continue to show up for class and awkward club meetings on Zoom. For those on campus, there are still 6 weeks until Thanksgiving, when most colleges are sending students home for the semester. Beltran might stay in Colorado for Thanksgiving to avoid exposing his multi-generational family in Chicago. Another thing for students to think about as they prepare for the second half of their fall semester. Kate McGee, WBEZ News.